broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. That is the goal. What do we use to make that happen? The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is the supreme law of the land. After all, not to mention the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. Always God, family, and country in that order, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we need the checks and balances. That's one of the great solutions we still have at our fingertips. We the people can get involved. We can absolutely make a difference. We need your help. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had a delightful weekend on Saturday. Because it was New Year's Day, I took a break. And you say, you know, Sam, you're usually live on those holidays. I know, but I just try to give my staff a little bit of time off, and I feel like we're staying up all late and everything else. And, hey, why not just take a little bit of a break? We had an incredible Christmas broadcast, though, to kind of carry on the reason for the season. We always love that. But we are live today. Welcome to the broadcast. And a Friday recap makes sense. We had our guest on, Mr. Chris Carlson. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight, a discussion of all things liberty. And we talked about New York City struggling to keep going as virus spikes. More than 80% of adult New Yorkers are fully vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what will. U.S. COVID-19 cases hit record high. Hospitalizations and death remain relatively low, they claim. So I don't know what gives with that. But we're seeing more and more and more evidence that the vaccines simply do not work. Okay, that's really critical to think through and understand. Now you've got New York with over 80% vaccinated. It's not working. You got Puerto Rico, which we'll get into next hour, with 85%+ of the people vaccinated. It's not working. And they know it, and they're admitting it now. U.S. COVID-19 cases hit record high, but hospitalizations and deaths are reducing. It's time to realize the vaccines don't work. It's time to move on and just let most of society get herd immunity. It's time to go ahead and protect the most vulnerable among us. That's what it's time for. Marissa Fatio, for example, flying from Chicago, Illinois, to Iceland, tested positive for COVID-19 mid-flight. You say, what the heck? You're right. She locked herself in a bathroom for hours on the plane. She told CNN, here's the interesting thing. She said she took 2 PCR tests and about 5 rapid tests before she boarded the plane. All 7 tests had been negative. Now she's fully vaccinated, and she's also received the booster. So, ladies and gentlemen, that just proves the vaccines don't work and the booster doesn't work. That's 3 shots. And it also then, she took 7 tests, ladies and gentlemen. The PCR test, isn't that the gold standard? 2 PCR tests and 5 rapid tests. All 7 tests fail. The vaccines fail. The tests fail. Everything's failing as they lie, lie, lie. And then the more we stand up and go against it, the more they say we lie and they shut us down because they cannot handle the debate. Between JetBlue, United Airlines, Delta and American Airlines, literally over 10,000 flights now has been canceled since Christmas Eve. It's out of control. Why? Because all the vaccinated pilots and all the vaccinated airline personnel, they're all sick from the cocoa. They can't go to work, even though they've been vaccinated. Just don't take a cruise now, the CDC advises. Warning applies regardless of the traveler's vaccination status. Why is that? Because the vaccines don't work and they know it. There's well over 100 cruise ships now being investigated with outbreaks of the coronavirus. They say it's just not safe. You're darn tootin' it's not, because the vaccine's spreading the virus. We've told you that, too. We talked with Chris Carlson about Chapter 8 of The Real Anthony Fauci, ladies and gentlemen. They call it white mischief. Dr. Fauci's African atrocities amount to pharma or big pharma colonialism is what I ought to say. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie, lie again. George W. Bush literally announced back in the day a windfall of money for drug companies back in January 19th, 2002, $15 million using drugs to prevent the spread of AIDS in Africa. Didn't work out well, but they continue to back Anthony Fauci with big, big money. He's violating the Whistleblower Protection Act as he shuts down any opposition. Fauci stood to collect millions of dollars in royalty if these drugs got approval. In fact, NIH, National Institutes of Health, scientists collect royalties on drugs they've worked on. There's 51 of them that are getting that done now. Talk about a conflict of interest. Here's what the experts in science say. Fauci, everyone in science is afraid of him. They're terrified of crossing him. He's like a mafia kingpin. Yeah, he controls everyone and everything in public health. He spreads money around, and everyone knows he's extremely vindictive. That was hour one with Chris Carlson on Friday. Hour two, we had the good doctor in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley. What a miracle that is. FreedomsRisingSun.com. And we talked about the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, got a false fact check for a prediction that he made that turned out to be true only weeks later. The CDC lied and is treating the unboosted the same as the unvaccinated. Now, Ron predicted that would be the case. A fact checker said, no, Ron, you're lying, and now it came true. Who lied? The, quote, fact checker based on future facts that were unknown, or Ron DeSantis? Interesting how they fact check the future before it even happens, and then they turn out wrong. Is that fact checking? Or is that flat-out dishonest manipulation? Anyway, we talked about a new study that concluded that Americans can reduce their risk from COVID-19 by losing a few pounds. I'm sure that's all true. We also talked about NASCAR driver Brandon Brown taking a direct shot at Biden. He reached a sponsorship deal with the, crypto company. This is weird, LGB coin. It's not LGBT coin, it's just LGB coin, because, like, let's go Brandon coin, right? Very interesting there. Brandon fixing to get rich on the fiat currency, isn't he now? Boom. Turns out Judge Letts' inspection of 2020 Dominion voting machines move forward in Pennsylvania. Yeah, they can be inspected now. So more and more evidence coming out about election fraud. It is a critical issue and worthy of our focus. We can't focus on it every second, ladies and gentlemen, but we certainly can keep an eye on that ball and do our very best to change the game before the next elections. That's where we, the people, use the checks and balances to make a difference, right? We also talked about low costs of entry spur marijuana boom in Oklahoma. We talked about activists that began organizing to secure a referendum on the ballot next year that would legalize recreational use of marijuana in Oklahoma. It smells like weed all the dang time, says the sheriff. I guess there's a pot dispensary right across the street from the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's not liking that too much. Reeks like dope all the time, he says. Wow. Well, that's what America has fallen to, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you can't not take the vaccines, but you can sure smoke pot. That's all cool. Anyway, I believe we're in a problem on the marijuana issue. Federal government has no authority to regulate it at all in the first place. The war on drugs is a farce. So get to the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not for doing drugs, but I'm also not for the federal government pretending they have authority they don't have. And I think immoral people would only use marijuana for appropriate purposes in the first place. Let me say that again. I believe that immoral people would only use marijuana for appropriate reasons in the first place. That's why morality in society and education are top issues right here on Liberty Roundtable Live. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, back with us. He's been out for quite some time on vacation, as he usually is at the end of the year. He goes and serves others in foreign nations. What a wonderful service he provides. Welcome back. Glad you're safe, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's good to be back, and good to be with you again on your marvelous radio program.
Well, thank you, sir. Do you want to mention anything about your trip before we move on?
Not only we had a good time, we just enjoyed, we went to Mazatlan, Mexico, and enjoyed the people there, the culture, beautiful, beautiful people, and of course, beautiful scenery, and you know, just a good time. We didn't think about anything really while we were there. Truly, it was a vacation. We came back rested and raring to go. So that's
well,
kind
you
of a,
better
kind of a,
you better be rested and raring to go, sir, because you got some weighty matters on your shoulders yeah. right now. You and a couple of other people have been working hard on the quote Secure the Vote Act of 2022, an incredible initiative, and we're going to get a progress report from Lil Nelson. The website securevoteutah.org. Lil?
Well, thank you, X. You're exactly right, Sam. We have just 6 weeks to gather 150,000 signatures from people in Utah. This is a Utah statewide initiative, meaning it's a proposed law that that the people want to enact. If we can get 8% of the registered voters in Utah to agree with us to put it on the ballot, then it will show up on the ballot in November of this year for everybody to vote on whether we make this proposed law into actual law or not.
And we're going to highlight the proposal right after the break and then invite you to get involved right now. Hang tight. Lil Nelson with us. CampaignForLiberty.org on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson on your radio, talking about securevoteutah.org. Secure the vote, baby. Secure the Vote Act is what they're working on. It's of 2022. It's an initiative petitioned by We the People. Lowell Nelson has been heavily involved from the onset of this thing, and they've got an incredible, in my opinion, proposal. Lowell?
Thank you, Sam. We propose to go back to paper ballots, Sam. We would like to return to the use of a paper ballot cast on election day in person and counted by your volunteer neighbors, by your neighbors, you know, volunteers in the precinct, and then reported to the county clerk or the city recorder that evening, just as this was done 50 years ago right here in Utah. And, of course, we would provide for absentee ballots for anyone who cannot cast his vote in person, but we eliminate computers, we eliminate mass voting by mail, we eliminate the centralization of the voting and accounting processes. And so basically this takes us back 50 years, back to what worked. This is the way we voted here in Utah for decades, very simply. And so you could, poll workers could watch the count being made. You can't watch a count that's being conducted by a computer, by the way. You can't monitor that. You don't know what the computer's doing. Even computer programmers cannot tell you what the computer's doing if they're not allowed to, to view the source code. And even then, the common person can't watch the count of elections. So there's a number of reasons why we want to go back to this, where you physically watch the count of the election being conducted one by one, in other words, by hand. And that's why we really want to get back to that, because we believe that's going to allow for the most fair, the most transparent, the most accurate count of a vote that can possibly be done. Even the absentee ballots are counted by the local election judges in your precinct. And so this would...
I want to be very clear about this, Lowell, to understand. The value of precinct over county, over state, over federal is the local nature. When you're talking about a precinct, you're talking about the average of about 800 to 1,100 people in a precinct. Very, very small. I know some precincts are smaller, some are bigger. But what you've got is, the ability to literally know the face of everybody, literally know the name of everybody in your precinct if you work at it. Now, you may not know somebody as well as somebody else, but you get, you'll know when an outsider or somebody not really belonging all of a sudden shows up, or if it's a new, it's a small amount where you can really get an idea what's going on. And what the point of that is trust goes up. The real issue in voting now is there is no trust. Whether you believe there's an election fraud or not, the flat reality is there's no trust. The Democrats complained about it in 2016, the Republicans in 2020. Okay, the trust is the problem. And if you go back to the precinct level, and then you have, vote counters and vote watchers like that, then trust starts to skyrocket. I personally signed this petition. I agree with it 1,000%. The only thing I mentioned to the folks when I was at the booth signing the vote petition was I said we ought to have them swear to the vote at the end of the penalty of perjury. Not only the vote counters, but the vote watchers. You know what? Is this all legitimate? Are you guys all good? Is everyone convinced this is on the up and up? So SecureVoteUtah.org is what's happening in Utah. We really want this to happen at every precinct all across the whole country as well, right, Lowell?
Absolutely, because it's local. You localize it. You pull down the centralization, right? Anything that can be centralized can be more easily corrupted. But by spreading it out, by distributing the power out to the individual precincts, which in Utah contain a maximum of 1,250 registered voters. So it used to be 1,000 registered voters was the maximum in the precinct. And so that's why Sam is saying that it's just a few people, out of the 1,000 voters, half of them will participate. That's 500 votes being cast and counted by the election judges in your precinct, and these election judges are just your neighbors. They know you and you know them. And that's why the trust factor goes way up, because it's your neighbors doing the count.
And you might even say, hey, this neighbor, I don't agree with on anything. But you know what? I have lived with them for years. They're good, honest people. I don't agree with them politically, but hey, I do have some trust in them. Way more so than some bureaucrat from afar, Lowell.
And way more than some computer being, used in some central location from afar that I don't even understand, can't watch, and I don't know how it works. I mean, that's why our trust level is way down. Well, another reason our trust levels are way down is because we cannot watch the counting of the ballots and being done by a computer. It just doesn't happen.
Now, what do you think about my idea, though, that says, hey, it ought to all be done under the penalty of perjury as well? That would up the ante in terms of honesty.
Yeah, it certainly would, absolutely. And I wouldn't doubt the original vote counters probably had an oath that they swore to the veracity of the election that they conducted, that they administered, and that they counted. Great idea, Sam. You know, and so we need people everywhere in Utah to help us because we're now at the point where we're going to begin this coming weekend to sign an actual petition, the initiative petition, the one that has sway with the lieutenant governor of the state of Utah. Those petition packets will be made up and be distributed, and we'll encourage people to sign them and to carry a packet and to gather signatures in your neighborhood.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to really double down on this, though. This is really, really critical that you understand. A lot of people tell me, Sam, we've tried everything and our system just fails. Forget it. You know what? The fat lady's already sung or whatever you want to say. I don't agree. I don't agree one bit. Let me tell you what I do know. I know this is an opportunity for the people to say, hey, we want accountability in votes. We want to return to a paper ballot. We want to return to local precincts. This is your chance to get involved and make a difference, Lowell. We want to provide solutions and guidance and direction and hope for people. And these are the solutions. It's very clear. And you can be part of them. Lowell?
Absolutely right, Sam. And thank you very much. I will be talking about this for the next 6 weeks because we have a February 15 deadline. That's the middle of February, the Ides of February. That's our deadline to have collected 150,000 signatures, and that's going to be a daunting task. That's only 6 weekends to accomplish that. We're going to need every listener in Utah to help us succeed. We're going to need signature gatherers to canvass their neighborhoods and collect these signatures. Secure Vote Utah will provide a packet. You can't just go and you know, make up your own packet. These have to be special design as required by Utah state code. And so Secure Vote Utah will provide the packets. And then, of course, we just need the manpower. We need you, the listeners, throughout the whole state of Utah, because you have to be a resident of Utah in order even to collect the signatures. We're going to need your help in making this happen. Sam?
SecureVoteUtah.org, ladies and gentlemen, reach out to them to sign the petition and to get involved and help them get signers to the petition. And if you don't have a secure vote, whatever your state is, get a hold of SecureVoteUtah.org, and they'll help you duplicate this across the country. This is an issue for every state, every county, every precinct. And there's literally, I don't even know how to count how many precincts are in America, but there's well over 100,000 of them. So if you want the most local level in politics, you got it. The precinct. Accountability. Demand it. Politely insist and work on it. In Utah, we've got SecureVoteUtah.org, and I hope you have something like it in your state. And if not, get involved and start an organization in your area to make a difference as we're doing now. But we've got, what, 6 weeks for people to really double down and get this signed? We probably need 300,000 signatures because what they'll do is try to throw out a bunch of them, right?
That's pretty much what happens. Or if you are so excited about this and sign the petition without being a registered voter, that's another name that they can discard. So we actually need 8% of the number of registered voters in the state in 26 of the 29 counties, but really we're shooting for 10%, 20% more than that, just to make sure that we have enough, Sam.
All right. And, ladies and gentlemen, this, again, is really where we, the people, can get involved. And these are the checks and balances that we put in place. Right now, you're not going to get a legislature in the country that are going to double down and say, let's go back to paper ballots. They're the ones that moved us all to vote by mail. They're the ones that benefit by these, quote, regional and these centralized voting systems. Okay? They don't want to move back. They all complain about the other party. But the truth is they're all guilty of making these changes that have really eroded trust and created election fraud. Go back to paper ballots. Let's work on the solutions together. SecureVoteUtah.org. When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, bait and switch. We'll tell you about it with Lowell Nelson in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
When in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The airline industry continues to have its woes.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Officials from the National Weather Service believe that a meteor exploded in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area on New Year's Day after residents reported feeling the ground shaking and hearing a massive boom. 911 officials had received reports from South Hills and other areas about the disturbance. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Lil Nelson with me, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job as always. It's the big old bait and switch going on, ladies and gentlemen. We got to make sure you're aware of this reality check, Lil.
Right. Article by Jordan Schatzel, posted on Ron Paul Institute.org last Wednesday, ronpaulinstitute.org. He mentions a very important but little known fact. Most people miss this today, but it's this. There is no FDA-approved COVID vaccine available in the U.S. today, and there are no plans to make one available anytime soon. Now, this may come as a shock to some of you, although our listeners, your listeners, Sam, Liberty Roundtable, are probably onto this already. But if you're not, then you need to know this important fact. It is 100% true. There is no FDA-approved COVID vaccine available in the U.S. today. Now, what did the FDA approve last year, August 23rd? We can talk about last year now because we're in 2022 already. Last year, on August 23rd, the FDA approved a COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer called Comirnaty. Now, Biden and many other state governors used this endorsement to coerce millions of people into getting the jab, right, taking the clot shot. Well, this product, Comirnaty, was fully authorized for, quote, the prevention of COVID-19 disease in individuals 16 years of age and older, end of quote. Notice that qualifier on there, 16 years of age and older. And yet, Comirnaty itself cannot be found in the United States. Now, that qualifier on there, 16 years of age and older, is an important qualifier, and we will see why in just a moment. There is a separate product from Pfizer, which has what they call emergency use authorization. It's EUA, right? Emergency use authorization product. It's the only Pfizer shot available in the United States. Now, early on, they explained that the EUA shot was lining the shelves, but that Comirnaty would be soon available. But here it is now, 4 months later, and Comirnaty is still not available. It is, quote, not orderable at this time, end quote, to quote the CDC. Well, why not? Why didn't the FDA approve the EUA vaccine? Well, it's because Pfizer did not want it approved. Now, your mouth is open at this point. You're saying, what? Well, that's true. Pfizer did not want that emergency use authorization vaccine to be approved because doing so would likely open up Pfizer and BioNTech to legal liability issues. They are not legally liable for an EUA product, but they are for a product that has not been authorized for all ages. Interesting, right? So the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, the NCVIA, which was passed into law in 1986, it provides legal liability for drug manufacturers if they receive full authorization for that vaccine for all ages. But the Comirnaty product has not been approved yet for children. And so until the FDA approves the children's version of the Comirnaty shot, it will not be made available in the U.S. And so now you know why that Pfizer, Moderna, and other drug manufacturers are working relentlessly to authorize their products for children who face near zero risk from COVID-19, but continue to showcase alarming side effects from the vaccine. So putting this another way, if Comirnaty was available for adults in the United States, Americans would be able to sue Pfizer for vaccine injuries. So like there's over 21,000 deaths, right, from the COVID-19 vaccine. And if Comirnaty were available for adults in the United States, then Americans here in the U.S. would be able to sue Pfizer for these vaccine injuries. Now, the fact checkers, Sam, they'll tell you that Comirnaty is available in the U.S., but it is simply not true. It is not available in the U.S. Nobody in the United States is receiving the legally distinct, fully authorized shot because that shot makes Big Pharma and the corrupt regulators more legally vulnerable than they want to be, Sam. And that
now, ladies and gentlemen, that means that Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, and all the rest of these clowns are literally committing fraud. Okay, we call it a bait and switch or whatever else, but the fact is, for them to lie and to use these games to avoid legal liability for the vaccine companies, providing unconstitutional, illegal protection, is flat out fraud on the people, with death as the consequence. For literally, if you believe the virus database, it's 21,000 plus with over 1 million adverse reactions. But if you believe the research that's been done, they say it's at least 20 times that. That means you've got 800,000 deaths from the COVID, which now Anthony Fauci and others are admitting the numbers are all bogus. And then you've got 400,000 plus deaths from the vaccines. Ladies and gentlemen, they're adding insult to injury by bait and switch fraud. And we need to basically arrest these criminals for their dishonesty and their immorality. They know it, and you can prove that it's fraud. Fraud's a pretty high bar, lol, but you can prove it's fraud because they're not just by accident doing this. This is intentional and proven so with this bait and switch, lol.
Absolutely right, Sam. And, you know, for weeks I was wondering, why in the world are they trying so hard to get a vaccine approved for children? Right? I mean, because children were not affected by COVID-19, this respiratory illness. It doesn't affect children. I mean, it's statistically insignificant to a number of people, maybe one or two. And yet they continue to push and push and push to get this thing approved for children. Didn't make any sense until I realized that this, until I read this article here posted on Ron Paul Institute, and then it all made sense. Now I understand why they wanted it approved for children, because if they can get their product approved for children, then that product will fall under the legal liability shield provided by the that National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. And then the people will not be able to sue Big Pharma for those COVID-19 vaccines. That's why they're pushing for the childhood vaccine. They wanted to make it available for babies, this blood clotting shot that's killing people right and left. And that's why it all makes sense.
We got to expose them. We got to expose them. We got to stand against it. We got to let you know what's really going on. The truth shall set us free. Now, this does, though, really indicate the awful situation to which we find ourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. John and Nisha Whitehead, well-known liberty-loving Americans, provide a year in review for 2021 that's pretty dire, lol.
It is, Sam. I've only picked out half a dozen points that they made in their article. You can read the full article at ronpaulinstitute.org. But they're talking about, like, disgruntled mobs, right? Martial law, populace under house arrest. And he's describing us right here in the United States, a techno-corporate state wielding its power to immobilize huge swaths of the country. A constitution in tatters, he says. Between the riots, the lockdowns, the political theater, and the COVID-19 mandates, 2021 was one for the history books, he writes. And then he itemizes events of the last year, 2021, noting, the events of the year worth noting as inimical to liberty, you know, bad on liberty. Well, I've chosen to mention just two or three or four of them, Sam. Riots, martial law, the deep state coup on January 6th, right? FBI and other agents undercover led people into the Capitol building and then framed them. I just don't know how else to express that or to describe what happened at the Capitol on January 6th of 21. But it was a framing job, and now dozens and dozens, hundreds actually, people are still in prison for simply being present there on the Capitol, in the Capitol, on the Capitol grounds. And because of that event, however, see, it gave them the excuse to place the Capitol under military lockdown, to restrict online speech, and to investigate and shame individuals who were there that day. The military occupation of the nation's capital by 25,000 troops as part of the so-called peaceful transfer of power was little more than martial law disguised as national security. So that's one point he makes. What about the surveillance state? On any given day, the average American going about his daily business gets monitored, surveilled, and spied on, tracked in more than 20 different ways by government and corporate eyes and ears, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to deal with in 2022, but take courage. We'll talk about it in seconds with Lil Nelson on your radio.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Van den Bosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the year 2021 in review. Madness, mayhem, and tyranny. John and Nisha Whitehead break this down for us. Man, it's dismal looking. And I realize that we're in a very tough time in America, and it looks like the tyrannical folks are just on a bender. I understand all that, but I also understand God's in charge, and I want you to take courage. Any other real information from the negative side of it before we get to these incredible quotes from our founders, Lowell?
No, I just wanted to highlight the bad picture, or the discouraging picture first. Which the Whiteheads have done so very well in this article posted at RonPaulInstitute.org. I'll just hit the first few words of each paragraph. We have an imperial president. We have a surveillance state. We have a new war on terror, basically the war on domestic terrorists. That's you and me, basically. We got culture wars. We got bodily integrity as big issues. And so bottom line, Sam, I mean, you can read this whole article, and Whitehead paint a very grave, sobering picture. I do think it's fairly accurate, but there is hope. And that's why,
here's the bottom line on the negative side.
Yeah.
Between the riots, the lockdowns, the political theater, the COVID-19 mandates, 2021 was one for the history books. I know you said that, but I wanted to repeat that line because it really shows how dire it really is. And they're really ready to use climate change against us all, too, coming up. So it's looking rough indeed, but there is hope. Believe it or not, Michael Bolden lays this out quite nicely.
Very much so. He posted just on the last Friday, the last day of 21, he posted this article with 10 liberty-minded quotes from the framers, the founders of our country. Now, I'm going to repeat just several of them this morning, Sam. You can get them all at 10thAmendmentCenter.com. But he writes this, and you know, I can't remember this in common sense, but in the appendix to Common Sense, written by Thomas Paine and first published on January 10th of 1776, he wrote about the birthday of a new world and gave us a timeless reminder that fits today, every single day of the year, actually. He says, this is what Thomas Paine wrote. He says, quote, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again," end of quote. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. That's what he wrote in 1776. And look at the dire situation in which he lived. You look at the colonial the colonial states of that era of our country's period, and they were under the iron fist of the biggest hegemonic nation in the world, right? The Great Britain, King George III. He ruled. He biggest country in the world, right? He ruled. Oh, the whole planet, basically. Here it is, these fledgling little guys. The shot heard around the world, 1775, had been shot already. And this was the following January, right? And they were in war with the greatest country, most powerful country in the world. And here is Thomas Paine saying, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again." Pretty bold, Sam, pretty bold. And here comes
three other people I want to quote. Mercy Otis Warren, she said in 1788, she said, resist the first approaches of tyranny. Thomas Jefferson said in 1774, a free people claim their rights as derived from the laws of nature and not as the gift of their chief magistrate. In other words, our rights come from God, not from the government. And then finally, three quotes from Samuel Adams, the father of our revolution, basically. He said in 1771, quote, all might be free if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought. Wow. That's amazing to think about that quote, Sam, because you look at us, we're in bondage.
It just shows, in my opinion, how they changed hearts and minds with the power of the pen back in the day, and how that can happen to us now if we but give it credence, if we but pay attention, if we but read, ponder, and then take courage, Lowell.
Absolutely right, Sam. He also, and you, but you're his namesake, Samuel Adams. We got Samuel Adams in 1771. We got Sam Bushman here in 2022, right? So Sam Adams said also, the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution are worth defending at all hazards. And it is our duty to defend them against all attacks. And then he also said this, quote, instead of sitting down satisfied with the efforts we have already made, which is the wish of our enemies, the necessity of the times more than ever call for our utmost circumspection, deliberation, fortitude, and perseverance, end of quote. Talking about hopeful statement. This is so awesome, Sam.
It's beyond hopeful, ladies and gentlemen. It is the key to the solution. Okay, so it's hope if we just read it and go, wow, that's really cool. But it's beyond hope if we really understand our role, our responsibility. Okay, that's important to understand. In my view, we have the power, or we have it in our power, to begin the world over again. We the people have the power. And here's what the best part is. You can say there's other countries ahead of us in terms of liberty, on the liberty quotient, if you will. But remember, we have the seeds in our very supreme law that we can return to what made us great, that we can go back to the principles that our founders used to create the greatest country on the face of the earth, whether it be economic, the free enterprise system, whether it be morality in the people. We have it in our power to go back. Other nations don't have it so easy, Lowell. And that's really, in my opinion, the first, gain the hope from what you read and understand and learn, and then to get up and do something about it, sir.
Exactly right, Sam. We do have a greater ability in our country today to effect change, to effect political change and cultural change than any other country on the world, any other country on the planet right now, because of our institutions. The institutions of liberty that were put into place by the founders, by the framers, such as voting, right? Being able to choose our public servants by election. I mean, that's an incredible freedom that we have. The freedom against being, you know, searched and our property seized without due process. I mean, these institutions are incredible, and we have them at our disposal right now. We should not be sitting around, you know, watching TV all day long, and while our nation crumbles around us. And that's why this last story, Sam, really caused me to pause as I read about it last night, about Russia being the last remaining Christian country. Well, why does Paul Craig Roberts write a column with that title? This column was posted at lewrockwell.com last week. Russia is the last remaining Christian country. Well, he wrote that because Russian President Putin said this. He said, quote, a woman is a woman and a man is a man. End of quote. Well, what have we got here in the U.S.? We got women pretending to be men. We got men pretending to be women. And everybody thinks that's okay. And, you know, the left thinks that's fine. And government thinks that's fine. We don't have a Utah legislature with enough backbone to make it, to outlaw that type of behavior, right? The doctors doctors are busy administering hormones to the little girls to make them into men, and administering hormones and even, you know, surgical operations to make little boys into women, right? We don't have the moral, the fiber, the moral backbone anymore to outlaw that type of behavior. And so when Putin says in his country that a woman is a woman and a man is a man,
yeah,
that's significant. and so I shout hooray, because Putin has the courage to call a spade a spade. Yes, a woman is a woman and a man is a man. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his country that they believe that, that they still believe in God. We need to do that, folks. We need to do that here, right? I mean, Montesquieu said, America is great because America is good. And America will cease to be great when she ceases to be good. And so collectively speaking, that's the big contrast. We have an America today that has ceased to be great because she has ceased to be good. She doesn't call a woman anymore. We let people choose their own identity, their own gender. If a guy wants to race in women's races, he just calls himself a woman and starts taking hormones, you know, to change himself. He's denying his very being, denying the gift of a body that he obtained from his God.
But he doesn't take too many hormones because he might get weaker, so he remains a man and strong, right?
Yeah, right.
You don't take too many hormones, just enough to declare you're a woman.
Yeah.
And get away with it, kind of an idea.
And we don't have a legislature in Utah that will outlaw that practice of young men competing with the young ladies in women's sports. You know, Idaho outlawed it. Why doesn't Utah? Where is the moral fiber, the moral courage in our state to do that here? And what about your state, wherever you live, California, Texas, Minnesota, Oklahoma, wherever you live, what does your legislature say about these moral issues, right? Monuments are disappearing in Virginia, right? Utah is just as weak as Virginia, right? When Virginia's governor ordered the removal and destruction of the statue of Robert E. Lee, well, right here in Utah, most Utah legislators voted to change the name of Dixie State University to something without the word Dixie in it.
And shame on them for doing so, ladies and gentlemen.
Erasing our past does not help us avoid the mistakes of the past, right? Erasure of the monuments, erasure of our memories is the aim of critical race theorists today. They want us to forget our past. They want history to be rewritten from 1970s and 80s on. They don't want us to remember our past because then they can enforce a godless society. That's the real game plan here.
Truly, we are witnessing the crumbling of our country, Lowell.
Yeah. And you said it on this program many, many times before, Sam. The attack on Christianity is the end game. Right? That's the game that these folks are playing right here, right now, and we are witnessing it today. And our failure to worship the God who inspired the founders and the framers, that is our downfall. Sam, we need honest men and women at every level of government to hold our public servants accountable to God and to the Constitution they swore an oath to defend. That's the bottom line, Sam.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like Lowell Nelson's a Baptist preacher, and I'm just sitting back going, amen, heard that, right on. That's what we need, ladies and gentlemen, a return to what made America great, which is we turn to God Almighty, the author of our liberty. Nothing will take place in terms of restoration without morality in the people. Our nation is for a religious and a moral people. Never forget it. Lowell Nelson, thank you so much for your preparation, for all that you do for the sacred cause of liberty. God bless you and your family. Happy New Year. Ladies and gentlemen, understand Lowell and all the work that he does at RonPaulInstitute.org and CampaignForLiberty.org. They're doing a phenomenal job. For Sam and Lowell, God save the Republic.